There are only 24 hours in the day, and as a business owner, that can be extremely overwhelming and can create a lot of pressure because there are always so many things that need to be done in the business. And then personally, it's a lot. You don't just turn off the light at the end of the day and quit thinking about your business. Most likely, you continue to think on it in the evenings and the weekends, and it can really take over. And so the problem with that is that if we're trying to do everything ourselves, then we're really keeping ourselves from growing. We're keeping our business from where we want to go. And so today I want to share some of the practical ways that I am removing things from my to-do list, how I'm doing that, and really gaining back hundreds of hours every year. So let's get started.
Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going.
My guess is that most of you have heard about delegation. You're probably delegating things. You may even already have a team or a virtual assistant. If you don't, then obviously that's going to be one of the first things that you could do to get some of the task off your plate. It's actually one of the things that I started doing several years ago now. The first contractor that I ever hired was 5 years ago. I've been in business for myself 8 years. And within about a month and a half, I hired my first full-time employee as well. So within a 60-day period, all of a sudden, I had two other people to help shoulder the burden of some of the tasks that I had been doing all by myself. And immediately, I felt such relief because I wasn't the only one that could send information to a client. I wasn't the only one who could respond to an email or call somebody back. I had help, and it was massive. And the other thing is that it immediately gave me the ability to sell more. My business started growing more. It was such an amazing example of exactly what I'm talking about today, is finding ways to remove some of the things off of your plate, allow other people to help you, because then you're able to scale better, breathe freer, and things just work easier. Since that time, my business has grown quite a bit. We are a team of about 10 now and continuing to grow. And through that time, it's been different phases of business and lots of learning and a variety of different things. And so I'm in this new season of being in a new place where I'm looking at the list of the things that I'm doing and trying to figure out what else I can delegate. So I want to talk through some of the things that I have already delegated and some of the things that I am looking to do, honestly, more of a, maybe even a brainstorming session for you, because I can tell you that you're doing things that you probably should not be in your business. And you're doing it because you just always have. It's always been on your plate. You likely haven't even considered giving it to someone else. And there's honestly probably even things in your personal life that you're doing that somebody else could be doing to free up time. Because the reality is that there is only so much time. And the question is, are you spending that time in a way that you want to be spending it? Or can you make some tweaks and adjustments to really live life more fully, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and grow better as a result? Because when we are so inundated by this daily to-do list and all these things that have to be done, and we feel the burden of that on our shoulders, then it can really impact not only the growth of our business and really squash that in a lot of ways and hinder the growth, it can really also hinder our personal lives and impact our families and our inability to be present, which is a battle for, I think, most entrepreneurs. So some of the ways that I've already outsourced some work for me, admittedly, I am not a cook. I don't enjoy cooking. It's not something that brings me joy by any stretch of the imagination. I do enjoy baking on occasion. The cooking is not something I enjoy at all. And for me, because I don't like it, I would rather spend that time with my children, with my husband, relaxing on the couch, maybe even reading a book and enjoying me time, going for a walk, something else that does bring me joy, and allow somebody else to cook. My husband does love to cook, but he also works and he also has a job that really is demanding. And so he doesn't always have the ability to cook either. So we actually hired someone to come in and she helps us a couple nights a week to cook a meal. And what I did was I set up a subscription with HelloFresh. There's a lot of different meal subscription services. This is definitely not something that I'm trying to get you to click my HelloFresh link, which I don't even have one, by the way, or maybe I do, but I don't know. Anyway, I could care less about whether I make money on this, but for me, it was HelloFresh and I liked their selection, everything. I think there's Sunbasket. I don't even know. There's a ton of them out there, but I signed up for two meals a week for four of us because there's four in my family so that I didn't have to think about what those meals were going to be. It allows us to have some variety in our meals during the week as well. It's not the same thing week after week. I don't have to make sure that we have the produce. I don't have to make sure that we have the meat. I don't have to add it to the Instacart order, any of those things. It just shows up on Sundays and I put it in the fridge and two meals I don't have to think about at all. And it has been a game changer. There are weeks that we do three meals. It just depends. Right now, we are coming out of a season of baseball and all sorts of other extra activities that pulled us in the evenings to do other things for meals some of the time. And we're going into summer, which means we'll probably have another night in there a lot of the weeks where we need another meal. But that has been huge. And then typically the person I have come in, by the way, I found them on care.com. She's amazing. I've actually hired several people from care.com over the years. It's a great platform. And she also cleans the kitchen up and she takes the trash out and she does all these little bitty things that I think we typically don't think of as that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal to unload and load the dishwasher. It's not that big of a deal to clean up the kitchen or to cook a meal or to take the trash out. It's not that big of a deal to bathe the dog. Yes, she bathes our new puppy on occasion as well. The reality is it's two extra sets of hands and it's stuff that I don't have to worry about. And she's got that type of personality that if I tell her that I need help with something one time, she does it. And it's incredible. I have someone that comes in and cleans the house once a week. For me, once a week is perfect because there are four of us. I work from the home and it really helps my headspace to have a really clean, picked up environment. And that works for us. For a lot of people, every 2 weeks is great. And once a month would be incredible. But for me, once a week is amazing. They do the laundry. And then that way the laundry is in the basket and then gets put up later by the same person that I found on care.com that helps with cooking. She also puts up the clothes. And sometimes, yes, they're not put exactly in the right drawer. And I have to move things around. She'll put my t-shirt in my husband's drawer and vice versa. But honestly, it gives me so much more flexibility and freedom and clears up my headspace that it really is amazing. Now, I know that some of this stuff, and there are more things I'm going to tell you and tips and things like that, there is a certain amount of privilege that comes with having someone help you. I don't disagree with that by any stretch of the imagination. And what you might be sitting there thinking is that's really great, but money is so tight. I don't even have the ability to hire someone else. Here's what I'm going to challenge you on, though, is to fix that mindset issue. It's a very much a scarcity mindset issue. It's a mindset of lack and not abundance. And the reality is that if I didn't have the ability to hire someone to come in and help these things, and I wouldn't actually be blessing someone else with extra work and the money that they need to live on. And because I've been able to do that, I'm a happier person. I am less stressed than I would be if I was running around all night long, making sure that the house was the way that it needed to be, or alternatively, not worried about if my house was messy and dirty, and then that clouding my mind and really impacting how I'm able to show it for my employees as a leader, how I'm able to show it for my clients to help them reduce their taxes and make sure that their financial situation is right and expand their business and determine if they need to acquire a business or sell a business, all these things. My mind would not be clear to do any of those things, much less showing up as the best version of me for my family. And so realizing that it is such a blessing to be able to also bless other people with income that they did not have before I hired them. And so it's really been a big shift for me. And even admittedly, my husband has struggled a little bit with the guilt of having someone help so much in the house. Neither one of us grew up in homes where there was help. Our mothers worked themselves to the bone, and our fathers worked very hard too, but our mothers inside of the house never really took a break. My mom also worked full-time, sometimes more than one job, and then did everything in the house as well. And his mom was a stay-at-home mom and did everything around the house and also worked very hard. And so we didn't have examples of that, but we also had mothers that were super stressed out. They did not have careers that were expansive, and doing some of the things that we have opportunities for today. It's just a very different world than it was back then. And so it's a blessing, and it's required a shift in attitude and a shift in mindset to embrace that. And I'm thankful for that growth. So what are some of the other areas that you could remove some things off of your plate? I've talked about some personal things, which I think is an area that a lot of people don't even think about. They think about delegation in their career and in the business, probably more so than they do personally. One other thing that I do real quick as I'm talking and thinking, because I'm like, I know I do other things. I also hardly ever go to the grocery store. I tell people that. They look at me like I'm crazy. What do you mean you don't go to the grocery store? I also am not a big shopper. I don't really enjoy shopping. I don't like going to a store. I don't having to, which by the way, to go to the grocery store for me is 20 minutes away. So it's also not like I have a grocery store right around the corner either. That going into the grocery store is not enjoyable. And I think the core thing to think about here is the things that you don't enjoy, for sure, get rid of those first. It's like my first suggestion is, if you don't like it, get rid of it. You shouldn't be doing it. That I use Instacart. Does it cost me more for groceries? Yeah, it does. Maybe. It might not, actually, because I was talking to a friend the other day and she said, yeah, I go in there and I impulse buy, and I'll always buy extra stuff that's not on my list. With Instacart, like I'm ordering the things that I need. I'm not going into the store and then adding in an extra $50 to $100 on stuff that looked really good and I didn't need. So maybe you're spending more, maybe you're not. Maybe you're actually saving money and you're saving time, which, let's face it, we can't get time back. So how do you want to be spending your time? For me, it's not in the grocery store, I can tell you that much. So what are some of the other ways that I am delegating? Let's talk business stuff. I think in a lot of ways that helps people, because it's easier to delegate business tasks than personal sometimes. So in the business, it depends on you and where you're at. What I have done historically, when I'm at a point where I just feel like my capacity is maxed out and I don't have any more there and I need more hours in my day, is I brainstorm a list of things that I could be handing off to somebody else. And then I try to determine who on my team can take some of these things from me. I have not been in the regular practice of assessing that on a daily basis, and honestly need to get back to it. I used to start my day off by looking at my list and asking myself, of the things on this list, what can I get rid of? If I've got 10 things I have to do today, how many of these can I let my team help me with? Is it somebody that needs to get a phone call back? Is it someone that needs a document that I'm not the one that has to do it? Is it a piece of marketing that really my business has grown to the point where I shouldn't be doing this anyway, and I can hire somebody else. Maybe I hire a VA. Maybe I train someone on my team to do those things. And so it's brainstorming the list and then analyzing that current to-do list every day of what else can be done, and literally reviewing it on a regular basis. Because what you'll find is that there are really so many things that could be removed off your list, but you're just not thinking about it because you're in the habit of doing it. And if we're honest, a lot of times we do these things over and over again because in our minds, we feel like it's faster than teaching somebody else how to do it. And the reality is that's honestly really backwards. Will it take you a little bit to teach someone how to do these things at front? Yes, of course it will, because you're going to have to teach them. You may even have to review their work. But if somebody else is doing it and all you're having to do is review it, and eventually maybe not even having to do that because you have seen that they have consistently produced quality results and you don't have to review it every time, maybe you review it every few times, then you will gain a significant amount of time back over time. And it's just a matter of having a long-term mindset, which, by the way, long-term may only be a few weeks, not years, but looking more into the future versus the immediate impact of having to teach someone else how to do something. Yesterday, as I finished out my day and was going through emails and looking at things on my list, making a list for today that needed to be completed and figure out what all I needed to prioritize and focus on for work today, there were several things on there that I ended up handing off to my team. I had a client that called. He needed copies of tax returns. The default is to just go in and do it. Here are all the things that you needed, and I'm just going to handle it and be done. Instead, I shot him an email, copied my office manager, and said, hey, tomorrow, office manager is going to reach out to you, confirm which years you need, and then she'll make sure you're taken care of. And then any sort of back and forth, even a 5-minute phone call to the client to figure out what needed to happen, and then going in the system and printing those and then attaching it or putting a password on it, secure port or whatever it was, I'm not having to do any of that. It's probably 15 or 20 minutes, which isn't that much, but if I can get rid of 3 or 4 tasks that were going to take 15 or 20 minutes, then the next thing, I've gained back at least an hour of my day, which is huge. Maybe that means then I don't have to work late tonight. Maybe that means I can take a break during the middle of the day to do something that I enjoy, walk outside for a minute, go on a walk. And it opens up the opportunity to do other things. Because the reality is, most likely, you are the most efficient team member that you have. People are not working as efficiently as you are. Most likely, your team has capacity. You just need to give them more things to do. The other thing is, I had a client that we were requesting information from them to finish their return. And piece of the information we didn't have, and the client emailed back and gave us the phone number of her broker rather than like her investments financial advisor, I guess is the term. And rather than her call to get that information, she gave us that information, his contact information to call. So I am having one of my team members call him because there's likely going to be phone tag. I have a lot of meetings today. I am not going to be available to pick up the phone and get the information, have the conversation with him. He's probably busy as well. And so I handed that off to my team member to handle it. And these little things, they feel small, but in reality, if you think about it, think about the friction that's involved and all these little things that need to be done, and figure out the things that you can get rid of off your plate. And someone, a marketing person actually, that I have working for me, I sent them a message yesterday and needed some additional information. I wanted to tweak and revise something that we're working on and ask them if we were going to have a call soon. And they said, yeah, let's get together in the next couple of days. Let me know. And I'm like, do you have a calendar link? And they came back with, we can do it this time. I could not do it that time. And one thing that really is frustrating for me and honestly really annoying is going back and forth with times to figure out when you can meet with someone. And it is such a waste of time, energy, and effort. It's annoying. And I use a booking link. I send that to my clients, even new prospective clients that come in to meet with us. They use a booking link. And then that way, the availability is there. We know what times are available. And I prefer to use booking links with other people that I'm working with. So then I went back and said, that won't work. Do you have a booking link? I asked for the second time. Do you have a link I can use? Someone else on this team popped in, gave me the link. I booked it within 2 seconds and we were done. So if you're not using a booking link, that is a way that you can really pull back a lot of time. You don't think that it is taking a lot of time going back and forth and figuring out your schedule with somebody else's, but it takes way more time than probably what you realize. And it's energy, right? You want to hold on to as much of your energy as you can. Doing things that don't create value is really just silly, and I don't recommend it at all. So then beyond that, what are some other things? So for me, one of the things I'm doing, I love my podcast. I just hit 100 episodes, which is so cool. I'm super amped about, by the way, thank you so much for being an amazing listener. But I have edited every single one of these 100 episodes. I've been the one that's done it all. I do my show notes. I figure out the title. I do it all. And I have learned the best way to do some of these things. I've tweaked it. I've modified it. And now I'm at a point where I'm going to have my virtual assistant start helping me do the editing of the podcast. And while it doesn't take me that long, I've gotten the process down to an art, to be honest. It takes me about the same amount of time to edit as it does to record an episode, sometimes less. And it's not hard. It's super easy to do. Has it been fine for me to do it over the course of the last year and a half and the last 100 episodes? Yes, it has. But now that I have figured out the best way to do this, I need to hand that off to somebody else. And that's what I'll tell you is that if you don't know the best way to do things, you haven't gone through the process yourself, you don't know how to do a task, you cannot hand off that task until whether it's sales, whether it's marketing, editing a podcast, whether it's honestly any number of things. If you don't know how to do it, then handing that task off is going to set yourself up for failure, because then you don't know what to expect. You don't know how to check the work of somebody else. You don't know if they're doing it the right way. And honestly, you don't even know how to teach them. So then they're out there in land thinking that they're doing a good job, and you end up not getting the result that you want and need. And so if you are trying to delegate something and you have not successfully accomplished it yourself, then I would pump the brakes on that and focus on something that you're really good at, but you maybe don't like, and handing it off to somebody else. There are countless ways that you are doing things that you should not be, that you could hand off to somebody else. So my challenge to you is that you would take a hard look, spend a few minutes. It does not take long. Honestly, if you probably took 15 minutes to brainstorm the stuff that you do on a daily basis or a weekly basis, you could probably get rid of a dozen things over the course of the next month if you really wanted to. So my recommendation is to brainstorm, see what it is that you're doing, and maybe even rank these things. Do a brain dump of everything that you do and then rank them. Which are the ones that you love? Which are the things that are okay? And which are the things that you absolutely hate? And then the things that you hate, and maybe it's stuff that you hate doing and it takes a long time, those are the ones that you need to get rid of first, because it's a function of, do you enjoy it? And also, how much time does it take? And then start getting rid of those things and refocusing your time on either things that you enjoy or on growing your business. And then look up in 90 days and see how far you've come, because I can tell you'll be amazed and surprised and pleased with how much better things are going, how much happier you are, your mind space, your mindset, and then the ability to pour in other people in your life, which is really what it's all about. Thank you so much for showing up today. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. I hope you have enjoyed my thoughts on ways to gain back more time in your day and your week and your month. As always, if you have questions, if you have something you want me to talk about, send me an email. I would love to feature you on a future podcast. And be sure to share this with somebody else that maybe needs some more time in their day. Maybe it's a friend that is feeling really stressed. This episode will likely bless them if it has blessed you, and I hope it has. And with that, thank you so much for showing up, and I cannot wait until next time.